Underneath the Earth, spanning hundreds of miles below our feet, is a massive colony. Often referred to as the Internet of Fungus, this vast system of roots has the ability to connect with plants several miles away. Mycelium, the living body of a mushroom, is made up of a web of tiny filaments. It allows fungi and other species to communicate with each other. It helps plants receive water and nutrients, and it can even help protect plants against certain infections. While all of this is happening below the ground, the mushroom we see above the earth is just as fascinating. Mushrooms are a type of fungi and are in a separate kingdom than plants and animals. They are eukaryotes, which means that their genetic material is stored in the enclosed nucleus or nuclei of a cell. Fungi are heterotrophic, meaning they obtain nutrients that they need from living or dead organisms around them. They do not have chlorophyll, so they can't make food on their own. Instead, they release enzymes that decompose plants and animals and absorb their nutrients. The surface of the ground would be covered in organic matter if it weren't for fungi. And if any other microorganisms try to compete with fungi for food, it can send out antibiotics to ward them off. It is estimated that there are over 10,000 species of mushrooms in North America alone. You've probably been on a walk through the woods and noticed many different types of mushrooms. Some are shaped like a toadstool, or flat and circular, and some, like morels, are honeycomb or coral-shaped. Some common mushrooms in Maryland are black-footed polypore, honey mushroom, crown-tip coral fungus, and netted rhodotis. And while most mushrooms grow on the ground, a few varieties can be found on trees as well. One of the most highly prized mushrooms, the chanterelle, are golden yellow and easily pop out in the forest. Chefs favor these mushrooms because of their unique peppery taste and because they are only found in the wild. However, this edible mushroom is often confused with a toxic mushroom known as the jack-o'-lantern. They are also golden yellow, but have subtle differences only an experienced forager could detect. Toxic or not, the cap is actually the fruit of the mushroom, and it plays a vital role in the reproduction of fungi. Within the cap are millions of tiny spores that, when released, are carried in the wind until they find a damp, wooded area to live. Once the spore finds the right environment, it will begin to grow hair-like filaments called hyphae. This will eventually become the mycelium underground and sprout a stem or a stalk for a new fruiting cap. Like the human fingerprint, each mushroom cap can be identified by its unique spore print, which leaves a different pattern and color. Next time you find a mushroom, bring it home and set the head of the mushroom gill side down on a piece of white paper. In a few hours, you can see what its unique spore print is. But never ingest a mushroom unless you've verified with an experienced forager that it's safe to eat. While identifying edible mushrooms in the wild can be a tricky and sometimes dangerous task, store-bought mushrooms are a safe way to enjoy the benefits of this food. Mushrooms can provide a good source of nutrients. They are rich in vitamin D, vitamin C, and selenium, an antioxidant mineral. There are even a few companies experimenting with mushroom coffee to reap the benefits of this tasty fungi. There is no doubt that mushrooms are a fascinating and beneficial part of our ecosystem. From assisting plants with getting nutrients to decomposing organic matter, the fungi are always hard at work. You can learn more about our listening area's mushrooms by visiting explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WIPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.